Hey, you got 99 problems? Guess what? I'm gonna fix them right now. Here are my 6 proven steps to solving problems, and I use this in all of my businesses. So firstly, the most obvious one, I identify the problem, but I also identify the consequence of this problem. Because a problem in itself is a problem, but from it will stem potentially many other issues. If I have a cleaner not turning up on a certain day, that is a problem. I've missed that clean. But what is the future problem is that they're going to think of me in a certain way, the client. They're potentially going to doubt me. They might start looking for other quotes. Their staff aren't going to be happy with them. They're going to be more stressed out and giving me attitude because their site's not clean. So the problem and the consequence is step number one. Number two, I understand the timelines and the effect of duration. For example, the longer this problem goes on, the more and more my customer, my client is going to be dissatisfied, and potentially the more and more it's going to cost me. But at the same time, the more time I have, the higher the chance of me hiring, finding the problem, fixing the problem with a more long-term solution. Now, every business is different. In my cleaning business, if I need to hire someone, the more time the better. But the longer they don't have a cleaner, causes massive problems. If I've got a business or an issue with one of my tenants, it's a little bit different. I have a bit more time. You know, there's not usually such an urgent rush to get something fixed and I can think of a longer term solution. In my Airbnbs, my service accommodations, generally it's get in, fix it quick, and then we'll work on the long term solution afterwards. So I know with my tenancies, generally have a bit more time for most things unless it's an emergency. And so I've got the problem, I've got the consequences, and the second step I said there is to identify the timelines around this and the consequences of that. The third step is I consider who can help me. Is it a recruitment agency? Usually not, because they're shit, all the ones I've worked with. You know who you are, trash. Is it gonna be going to Indeed to hire more? Is it gonna be speaking to colleagues in the same industry, learning how I can fix this problem? Is it gonna be talking to my sales team? Is it gonna be talking to some of my mentees? Is it gonna be, you know, who can help me solve this? And they may not be the person who goes and does the work and solves it, but they may advise me, or they may bring different ideas to the table. So who can help me is really important, right? Now, who, by the way, could be quite an exploratory process. It could be someone new to you. It could be your mentor. It could be anyone. But I like to first think, who could help with this? Who's dealt with this before? Ah, yes, that person. Let me contact them and see what we can do. I then look at what needs fixing, but I think more so how it needs fixing. So got the problem, got the consequence, got the time, know who can fix it. But then I start to look at, okay, you know, how is this going to be fixed? Whether it's by me or someone else or both of us. But what specifically needs fixing? Sometimes you have complex problems. You have complex disputes, and fixing one part can fix all of them, yeah, right? Or fixing all the parts may then fix the main part, and you have to understand what exactly needs, like, what is the problem? Not necessarily, you know, because sometimes you don't want to fix the cause that's caused the problem, and that sounds really weird. Sometimes you will fix the cause, most times you'll fix the cause, but there will be times where the cause of the problem has caused other issues that also need to be fixed. So kind of drawing this out, having a mind map, again, depending on the complexity of the problem. Now, a lot of this could probably be done in your head. You know, don't tell me how to tell you how to do it, but just understanding what needs to be fixed and how it needs to be fixed. Also, in this stage, you need to look at how long it will take you to do this and the investment or the cost required to fix this. You have to pay agency staff to come in and fill that workload. Okay, it's gonna cost you more. You know, are you gonna have to go back to market? Are you gonna have to redo your whole landing page? Are you gonna have to redo the whole roof in your house? You know, what is it? And what is it gonna cost you? And this is where the who and how kind of come into it as well, because the who might tell you how and the how might get you to the who, you know? Builder. Fixed roof tells you how it needs to be done, what needs to be done, and what the price is. So you can then put that into these steps and solve the problem. Now, you might notice all the way through these steps, I haven't given you emotion. I haven't said how I feel. I haven't said that I'm sad. I haven't done any of that. Why? Because it's not needed. It's not helpful. We're trying to logically solve a business problem here. It doesn't matter how we feel about it necessarily, right? When it comes to complex relationship problems, different kind of kettle of fish. Now, you can still use this logical reasoning and logical pathway, but, you know, in some cases, you're probably going to want to put some emotion into it. I'm not going to talk about that today. Now, once this is done, I look to action and implement what I've learned and what I think is going to solve the problem. But I also know what the outcome is that I want from the resolution of this problem, right? Is it just a problem solved, or is it a future prevention of that problem? Is it, you know, if it's a bad member of staff and we've hired someone new, is it now to have someone that will last longer than them, hopefully, or be better than them or contribute more? You know, every step, I think, every problem you fix shouldn't just be to fix the problem. It should be to fix the problem, to solve the issue or to address the issue of why it happened in the first place. And then also to look for the future of, well, we've now had to redo something, rehire someone. Surely this should be 10% better than last time, right? You know, every time you do something or the same thing, should get better at it. It should be a better person, a better process, a better system, a better, you know, whatever it is. Whilst I'm implementing and actioning this, I also will communicate this to clients. So, you know, again, my cleaning business example, really sorry, it didn't help today. Again, we do have, you know, 10 interviews. I'm reaching out to agencies, doing this, doing that. We should have someone in the next 3 days. Obviously, if we don't, I'll give you a credit note or add some extra hours onto the clean, whichever you prefer. But always communicating that with the client, for me, is really important. Now, there might be conditions where you don't need to because the time frames are fine. You know, you might be, you do something weekly and someone pulled out when you got 7 days to fill it. You know, I probably just wouldn't say anything till maybe 3 or 4 days away and we've got an issue in the sense that, hey, look, had an issue, we've been trying to find a replacement, trying to sort the system out, doesn't seem to be working, we think we can sort it in the next few days, if we can't, here's what we're going to do, you know. So it's not just, I've got a problem, client, or like, no, they want you to fix the problem. So attempt to fix it first, if the timeline makes sense. If it's in an hour, don't be stupid. And then the last step is, I reflect on it, I learn on it, I run through these steps again, I see how we can avoid that problem coming up. But if it does, you know, what have I learned from this process that will then help me moving forward? And then I inform the client, obviously, or the person, and say, look, everything's good, settled, blah, blah, blah. But the key thing from this is to reflect and learn from this process and from the actual issue, problem that you're resolving, that you're solving. There are my 6 proven steps to solving problems that work in any industry, at any time, with anything. Leave a comment below if that's been super useful for you and tell me if you have used this. Hey, remember, I'm changing 10 entrepreneurs' lives this year. The link is below. Click on it. See what you think. I've done it for myself. I can do it for you.